A good friend that we don't have on enough, and I know Mike Parsons, you're going to follow up on this because he's just a great regular guy to have on. He started the integrative, the Conn Center for Cardiac Longevity. He's an integrative cardiologist, and he is Dr. Joel Conn. And there are many of us out there who have known and loved him forever. And I thank you for all the lives you've saved, Joel. Nice to catch up with you.
That's so kind of you, Paul W. And in my mid to late 60s, that's what keeps me going. There's so much work to do and wonderful people to help. So here we are. We're going to talk about some great stuff, but I got to have a full disclosure. I am sitting in southern Florida and not shoveling snow today, and I hear rumor you might be in the same situation, but we still information.
I would not be shoveling snow no matter where I was. From you and on my own, at my age, that would just be plain stupid. And, I use Joe Backer Landscaping, a great company and all that, and I recommend that for – I say – you can tell me I'm wrong, but I think even starting at 40 – you should start to consider not shoveling. So I don't care what kind of shape you're in. When it's winter, we got some winter heart health issues we have to worry about because there's constriction of your veins. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong. So before we get to that, I just want to say thank you for telling us about online about the olive oil capsules. I'm a huge believer in olive oil. But the idea of taking shots of olive oil, it was never going to happen for me. But now I'm taking those olive oil capsules that you recommended. I got 20% savings on them when I bought them and put your name in there. And I just thank you for that. And that's why I go to your website, your health letter, call it whatever it is these days, whatever we call those things. It's very healthy. But let's get to that shoveling the snow. And what age do you say people should stop doing it?
Well, I think 40 is a really good idea that you came up with because that's the age when people reach out to me in my clinic, and there is a Detroit clinic and a Florida clinic, when I start to do real deep cardiac evaluations. And just this week, sadly, I have two people, one was 43, one was 44, completely asymptomatic. And when you do the right testing, usually it's a quick CT scan of the heart, all the Detroit hospitals offer, called a calcium score, and you do some blood work. Two of these young people that reached out to me had the hearts of 75-year-olds. And yes, if they went out and shoveled snow today, every scoop of snow in a standard snow shovel is 16 pounds if it's wet snow, which today is in Detroit. And, you know, you're out there for 10 minutes, you've lifted 2,000 pounds of wet snow. Well, you're doing it in that freezing cold whipping wind that you just mentioned, which constricts your blood vessels. It's really, really hard work. And you just can't be sure your arteries are good unless you've had the full and complete workup. So 40 and on, you know, before you go out there, get a neighborhood kid to do it, get a great company you mentioned to do it, or more important, get that complete heart check, including that heart CT scan, $100 heart CT scan. And don't go out there and risk your life. We did some crazy studies 20 years ago at Beaumont Royal Oak, where during snow shoveling in relatively comfortable weather outside, it was an actual research project, you got your heart rate up as high as if you got on the treadmill and ran as hard as you could. But, you know, you wouldn't probably get on a treadmill and run as hard as you could without a medical clearance. But we do it all the time when winter visits us, which has been way too much this winter, but it's still out there. So, you know, hire a kid, get an electric snowblower, get a great company, or find a cardiologist who will check you head to toe and give you the green light. You can go ahead and do it.
First time I had a CT scan was not covered by insurance, but it is now, I understand.
Some aren't. The screening preventive, I'll tell you something really fun, though. CT scan is still $100 out of pocket. And there's
At a hospital?
Because there's nothing injected.
Wait a minute. I'm doing another one, and I was told I've got to get my kidneys checked to make sure they're working properly because they're going to put a dye in me. and they want to make sure the kidneys can get rid of that.
Right. That's a more advanced CT scan. It's a very accurate test. Please do check your kidney function and blood work and drink a lot of water the day you have the test. But that will be insurance covered. The screening one, the equivalent of somebody getting a mammogram or colonoscopy, we're talking heart arteries, is still out of pocket. But what's really cool, 40 million Americans a year get a chest CT for some reason, a cough, shortness of breath, pneumonia. There's brand new, I'm talking last week, AI software that'll give you complete cardiac information, even though your doctor sent you for a pulmonary indication. Now, none of the hospitals have it yet. It just got FDA approved. It's called heart-lung software. But we're at a, I think, really exciting time where most Americans may get precise information if they're developing heart disease or not. And before you go out there and shovel, ask your primary care doc, whether it's, you know, family doc, internist, nurse, PA, can I get a heart calcium CT scan so I can go shovel safely, or go see somebody and get your heart fixed up if it comes back abnormal, like the two very young people I saw this week.
Dr. Joel Kahn, integrative cardiologist, the Kahn Center of Cardiac Longevity in Florida and in Michigan in the Detroit area. Quick symptoms to watch for, especially in the cold weather. We used to say chest pain, that's the most common symptom, but how are different are the symptoms, if you can give them real quick before we run out of time, for men and for women?
Yes. First symptom of heart disease is death, because most people who die suddenly have no symptoms. That's true. Second symptom of heart disease is a full-blown heart attack, because until that day, there were no symptoms. That should scare people. But beyond that, it's tight, pressure, squeezing, burning in the chest on activity, and cold weather and a big meal really bring it on. And it could be nausea, it could be general fatigue, it could be racing heartbeats, and women sometimes have the atypical ones. But nobody should assume their heart's okay just because they feel okay. That's a sad statement, but it's true.
All right. I want to make sure we give people the information on how to start getting your newsletter or going on your website. Tell us how to do that.
That's kind of you, and I am all over social media. Instagram, it's DRJKAHN, and I post many times a day. Almost all medical, a little political, excuse me for that. Today was a good day in Davos, for example. It was a great day. It was a great day for Americans in Davos today, and you know, I know we just lost. I just lost some patience for that, but it happens. My website is drjoelkahn.com, DRJOELKAHN.com. And you can find my podcast and books and clinic and everything else. But
integrative cardiologist, Kahn Center for Cardiac Longevity, all-around good guy. Joel, we'll talk again soon. Stay safe. Thank you, sir. We are heading toward the news. Stand by for hour number two.